they emit 450 nanometers frequency, which is extremely toxic to biological life, kill all pollinators. In fact, it's used to clean, you know, grain stores, to kill pupae, to kill fruit flies. So it kills all biological life, kills all pollinators. That's what it's used for. So this, the LED streetlights are only masquerading as a streetlight. They are a weapon. The LED streetlights are a weapon. That 5G absolutely is the greatest existential threat to all life.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path to long-term, sustainable weight loss because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, rebalance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
5G is urban radar. It's a scanner. In its main technoprometer, it is main blanket coverage, sub-gigahertz scanner. It scans the urban environment. It talks to every device in the urban environment. It can see you. It can hear you. It is a total interrogation system. That's what 5G is. Now, somebody wants to tell me what 5G is it in a cable? Well, you could put 5G in a cable. In fact, 5G would be pretty safe in a cable, but never out of a cable. 5G should have never been brought out of a cable. It should be in a cable and not out of a cable. It's the only safe way to use it is by having a hardwired connection to it. Otherwise, see what you can't do, that data packet, I can't send that data packet because that data packet's that compressed and tight. It's got to carry a massive amount of energy. Well, here's an example. Let's say this was a 5G phone. And I've got an antenna over here. And it needs to talk to this phone. But I've got that phone up against my head. I fire a collimated signal, which is 5G, through my head. Well, it'll probably either give us a stroke. It'll probably, if it didn't give us a stroke, it'll cause some type of brain injury. So are some neurological disorder. That's 5G.
How can these people be so out of their minds that they are, I mean, because you listen to the FCC, at least in the United States, and they say that there isn't enough evidence to show that it's dangerous. But there's like 10,000 peer-reviewed studies. You have your court case. You have people all over the place. I mean, are they out of their minds? Or, I mean, what is going on? I mean, because it's just, show us. This is my thing. It's like, okay, but show us a study showing us that it's safe. I mean, they aren't doing that. So they're just saying, trust us. Well, we're really going to trust them based on everything that we know about some of our institutions. And, I mean, I feel like they've lost their minds.
No, what's actually happened, we've caught them. We've actually caught them because of a great deal of the work that I did in uncovering this and how it's actually installed in the streetlights. The whole streetlight design is a weapon. The whole of 5G is a weapon. And what's actually happened, we've caught them committing genocide on the peoples of the West. There'll be a population attack sometime. You know, I mean, I've seen some of the numbers. I have seen some of the documents and I've seen some of the numbers that, you know, America, unfortunately, by 2025... your population's down to less than 100 million. The UK is down to less than 14 million. It's currently at 67, something like that. So the intention is to kill 55 million by 2025. It's not mine. I'm not making this up. This is intelligence data, which says there's going to be a massive collapse in the global population. This is the plan, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I believe it's going to be far worse than that. If I put this to anybody, obviously, weapons and battlefield strategy, I'm a reasonable strategist and understand about weapon systems and how they're deployed on the battlefield. But let's put it like this. If I killed, 55 million people in the United Kingdom, do you think I'd leave 14 million left after I've just murdered their mothers, their brothers, their family, their pets?
14 million pretty screwed up people would be left because they'd be horrified. You're not leaving 14 million healthy people.
Well, you're not going to leave 14 million left, are you? Why would you leave anybody left? If you're going to cause such a horror, would they leave 100 million Americans left after killing 200 million of them? Don't think so. I think the plan, like I said, and I'm pretty sure I'm correct here, plans to kill all biological life. That's what the plan is. Now, the elites, you see, the depopulation crowd at the United Nations might think, oh, well, what we'll do is we'll keep 500 million left. What are you going to do if somebody kills your sister, your family, or, you're not going to be happy, are you? Would you trust a government that had just murdered 6 billion of the world's population?
Well, I don't trust them now.
Well, we don't trust them. I know, but it's a good reason to do something about it, isn't it, when it actually does, and it is starting to happen, let's be honest. Population, American population's collapsing, European population's collapsing. They're subduing you through the microwaves to stop you acting, by the way. I know that the blanket coverage of 5G is already part of the subduing tactic. And that's why, you get people go, it kind of be, or you tell them and they go, yeah, I totally agree with you. And then they go off and, go shopping.
Well, but the thing is, it's too big of a lie. Do you know what I mean? If you tell a lie big enough, people won't believe it. I mean, they'll believe you or whatever. I mean, we can't. It's such a big lie. Yeah, that...
It's cognitive dissonance. I had it out with a guy just today. He's part of a 5G group. And I said, right. I said, Barry Troward mentioned something about genocide. And he's basically saying he's exaggerating. Well, I totally agree with Barry Troward. This is a genocidal plot. I can substantiate it with the technicalities and the science, not just saying it. I can substantiate, and I'm not here for it. I have a debate with people. I'm a messenger. So all I'm here for, that's where my inventions came from. God, absolutely. All my inventions are all predicated in and around this whole weapons deployment. In fact, there's a reactor. I invented a CO2 reactor to break carbon dioxide. That same reactor, very similar reactor, has been hung on telegraph poles in America. And I can tell you now, it's to disassociate the molecular oxygen molecule. And when you disassociate O2, the oxygen atoms attached to O2, and you get O3. And O3 will kill all biological life at 50 parts per million. And I've seen those reactors. I invented the same thing to disassociate carbon dioxide molecule. And the oxygen molecule, they're hanging on telegraph poles in the US as we speak. And I'll see straight away what it was, because I invented it. So not only have I got a number of weapons site systems to mitigate the 5G weapon on the battlefield, I've also got this pattern, which has got nothing to do with weapons. The CO2 was for CO2 reduction. It was when I was working at one of the larger oil and gas companies, and I got involved with a carbon reduction project, and I thought, this is ridiculous. Why don't we just make a reactor that splits the carbon molecule? It's a bit tricky, but we do know how to do these things. So anyway, that's what I invented, but it's totally left field. So why did I have that invention? And also, why am I engaged? And also, why am I offensive? But the biggest thing, why am I still alive?
Well, you know, I think there are a number of us that start to wonder why all this stuff is coming together and why are we the one doing it? But obviously you were just magically put into all these places. Where can people get more information about you?
What I'm going to encourage people, we orchestrate this a political movement called Save Us Now. I'm going to say to people, get involved, join. The symbology, the sun rising, waking humanity, this is God's work. Because I'm going to tell you now, all my inventions, I'm not going to tell you that I didn't invent them. Right? It's universal forces. That's an energy field. This is God. The inventions I had, because it's too serendipitous. The events in my life, all the things that happened to me in my life happened to me for a reason. The weapons systems I worked on, the inventions that I made, it all ties into this 5G weapons deployment. It's like reading a book that I've already read before. People will get that. You know, you see something, you go, hang on a minute, I've seen that before. This is like deja vu. I believe I've been here before. So it's like deja vu.
It's like you were uniquely trained to be able to recognize this when it happened.
Exactly. In that, you mm-hmm. see that from a physical, biological form, that's impossible. So consequently, mm-hmm. this is in a spiritual level. This is a what I'm going to say, God, whether people, you know, might like that term, whether you talk with, you know, the grand geometrician. See, I understand about quantum mechanics, fractals. I understand how the whole thing's the matrix. You know, I actually saw split in the whole thing when I was about 8 years old. Now, I slept for 3 months. I was terrified, but I thought, what, you know, I couldn't sleep at night. But that set us on a whole path of investigation. I was only very small. And then I forgot about that. It went, you sort of like get over the panic of this thing that I'd seen, which I couldn't make sense of. And then as I got older, I started making a little bit more sense. And as the quantum world mechanics sort of sciences started to come together, MIT, for instance, we know there's no mass. There's no mass. It's just energy fields, all right? A lot of people find difficulty with that. It's energy, and that. So the science fitted with me, but it also fitted with the grand geometrician, God. And if you look at the symbology, the Masonic symbology, it's all about, you know, the Illuminati signs. It's all that, right? Well, when I came up with that Save Us Now emblem, the reason I did it, right, was because I thought we need the cabal. These are the cabal signs, by the way. We need the cabal to know that I know what's going on. So I'm going to use their symbology, the sun, the Ruskarian symbology, as a sort of message. That's what I was thinking at the time, as a message, because I knew there was something really big about this because it was going on right across the world. And then what happened, I got a prophet contact me, because obviously I'm not a religious person. I might sound a bit strange.
Well, you're becoming religious, I can tell. I'm hearing this from you, but keep going.
Well, I'm absolutely not a religious person. I used to feel really uncomfortable in the church when I was a kid, and I used to get agitated and had to get out. Now I know why.
Well, religion is different than being spiritual or
absolutely
understanding God. Okay, yes.
It's a totally, well, one thing's false, the other one's real. The spiritual thing's real, the religion thing's just a total smokescreen, it's false. And obviously it gives some people a little bit of help, but to me, I was always anti-churches, couldn't, you know, go in for the odd wedding, odd christening, and that sort of thing, but I was never a religious person. Now I know why, because there's something very dark and deep in that whole religious thing to take us away from our real spirituality. And it was this prophet contact that me, and she was telling me all about it. And she was starting to tell us some of the things in the Bible. I didn't have a Bible, so I had to go and get one. And I was reading in it, and it really started to, the whole thing, it was like a jigsaw puzzle. It all started to fit, like the contracts that the Roman Catholic Church have with God. Those contracts are covenants. That covenants, and they have a covenant with God. It's like the Queen of England. She has to sign a contract to God for her to sit on the throne. Because God, absolutely, is real. It's as real as you or I, right? God is real, and it all fits within the maths, within the quantum world, the energy field, the split in the matrix, you know, the whole matrix thing. God is the grand geometrician of the universe, built it all. It's all him. We are him. We are all part of that energy field. This biological illusion, it's all it is, just an illusion. It's just an illusion, and this is the matrix. So we're going through this path. We're all part, we are actors in here, what I like to say, a movie. I only came to this in the last couple of years, and it was because of this prophet, where she started showing me passages in the Bible. Because obviously the Bible was written by man, but you've got to take the words, and it's what's inside you that validates the prophecy and the things that were said. For instance, she said to me, you need to read Isaiah 61. So I'm like, all right, gets the Bible out. Isaiah 61. This was in another talk, I had to go and get a Bible, James, the first version, so the Old English. Well, I can speak Old English because that's what we do in my part of the world, so I know understand it, can understand it really easily. So I'm reading the Bible, and I got that pretty quickly. And then it was the first talk in 2019. I was at Bradford upon Avon. We get into this Methodist church. The crowd's coming in, you know, I'm getting set up. Anyway, I said to the guy, where do you want us to stand to do the talk? He said, well, the best place to stand is the lectern because it's got the best mic. Right? We'd had a conversation about this Isaiah 61 in the car coming down. I've been telling Lee, my partner, when we've been coming down, having a conversation about the lad that went with us. He'd come down to help. And I said, we had the full conversation. I stands up with the lectern, and the Bible is open at Isaiah 61. And I'm like, you know, when the hair starts standing up on the back of your head, I'm like, this is, I mean, if you think 5G is unbelievable, believe is what I've went through in the last 12 months with this whole prophecy thing. That's really unbelievable, but it all fits.
Well, I got to tell you, there was one week, and I have never told anybody this on air, but I'm going to say it because you're going there. I looked at the clock 12 times out of 14, I think, and it said 6:18 on the clock. In the morning, at night, I'd always look at, I just happened to look at the clock, and it was 6:18. I was like, what the heck is this? And I started researching it, and it's about big change that's coming. It's some people may think 18 is the number of Jesus. And I was just like, what is going, 0.618 is the number of life. It was just, so I don't know. I just was really amazed at that. So I've had some of my own weird, just strange situation, and that's never happened to me. So that was the first time that ever happened to me where it was just that weird. So I understand.
Well, I believe the whole, when I did the, we've currently got this, it's a crowdfunding source. The money goes into the barrister's escrow account. It's for the current, got a couple of cases, got three cases, which we're going to prosecute next year. Get the counsel into court, got a couple of personal injury claims, just to get the whole thing rolling.
Perfect.
And I called it, let justice be done, though the heavens fall. Now, the reason I called it that, 5G is the enslavement of mankind. And that statement was made by a judge in a case when he actually repealed slavery. This is why the British judicial system is held up across the world as one of the greatest judicial systems. It's corrupt to the core, by the way, but supposed to be one of the best judicial systems, because that judge, it was in breach of God's law, because that the British judicial system is predicated on God's law.
Well, and let's get to the point that they're going to die too. So if they have any kind of intelligence, this judge, no matter how corrupt you are, right? I mean, this cabal makes the mob look like Boy Scouts. Okay, so you got this corrupt judge that might be part of the mob, but they're not as corrupt as this cabal. The more I learn about the cabal, I'm like, holy crap, the mob looks like Boy Scouts. And so you can get a corrupt judge that starts to realize what's going on, and they will be on your side. If we can get them educated and they can think straight and they can, I mean, because this is over the top, what we're talking about here.
Well, the judge I got, right, he was technically competent. So consequently, when he read the technical data and he read one of the passages in my skeleton argument, it actually said, no authority has the right to harm man. And it was actually taken from a statement that had been made by a judge in some earlier case. So I had some case law in there, and the skeleton argument was really nice. And he got it. You know, he really did get it. But not only that, the counts made fools, they lied, they perjured themselves, they had forged documents into the court. I mean, it was embarrassing. He really didn't have much choice than actually make the statement that he did. So he wouldn't gag me. They failed in that attempt. And he also stated that they had to debate the 5G risk. We're still waiting for that debate. However, since then, they then tried to get us sent to prison for sending emails to counsellors, which they said I threatened them, because I put in Section 3 of the criminal justice system, which states, which is the law, you can take action. If there's a crime being committed, then you can take certain actions, like defence. It's like a defence in law. And they said that was me threatening them with violence. Anyway, they took us out of court for that. Anyway, they've once again, they failed again. I got a £250 fine, but it was suspended, so I didn't get a fine at all. And I think the judge was really pissed. I mean, he was boiling that they'd actually even brought this case. But obviously, like as you said, they're corrupt. You know, they've got to try and find in the authorities' favour, because the whole thing, if it doesn't fit together, the whole thing falls like a pack of dominoes. But very important thing you said there, Sarah. The reason I got the result, the judge doesn't want to die. His grandkids don't want to die. If we get the right judge, we need them right judges. The evidence is absolutely damning. Someone somewhere wants us dead. And we have to try and survive.
It doesn't matter if the judges are crooked or people are crooked. If they're smart, they're going to switch fast. And that's what we need. We need smart people looking at this evidence. And so now, what can scientists do? What can leaders and industry do? This should be everyone. I mean, come on, wake up, people. What can people do? I mean, you're doing great. You're actually taking these people to court. Is that something we can do? I mean, we can go to our local government meetings. We can...
The individual states already taken the FCC to court over the 5G deployment. They want the safety data. There's another case which Samsung and Apple are in court over a class action about the amount of radiation that these emit. They are all the tests that they've done show that they emit over the FCC standard. That means they're illegal. That means there's a claim. Anybody who's had a brain cancer, go to see your local solicitors, get involved there. The more class actions, that's great. Anybody goes seek legal advice, trying, you know, because the smart, all your smart equipment, I'll tell you, it's got the overcapacity to harm. Smart meters, refuse them, get together, start getting organized, but get involved with sun. The sun is rising, waking humanity from their slumber. It is absolutely prophetic. I didn't know this until I was actually approached by this prophet, and she told me, it's God's light. And what the light does, my second name is Steel. My first name's Mark. mark steal. It's the mark in the covenant that overstepped the mark. You heard the saying, they've overstepped the mark. I am the mark in the covenant. Steel means sword. It's a double-edged sword. It's light and truth.
Well, that's great. It gives you, regardless of what it is, it gives you purpose and meaning to keep going forward. So that's great.
Well, I'll tell you what, it surprised me, I can tell you. But it all fits
that's
in
great.
Prophecy. The whole prophecy fits. This is the end of times. We've got God's armor, shield, sword, helmet. Do you know I invented a helmet? I've invented a lot of things, but I'll tell you what, the whole thing fits because I know how to protect myself from this weapon. Right? That's another interesting thing. And also, the people that survive this are the ones that prophesize the word. These words, this is genocide. They're going to try and deploy it. We need to get organized. We need to stop it. God has given us the voice to do this. Nobody's coming to save you. We have to do it ourselves. This is a test. This is an illusion, but it's a test. It's this test to see who's God-fearing, who understands God in a way that allows them to take it upon themselves to prophesy and stop this crime against us because the cabal who are behind it are breaking God's law. They have overstepped the mark and we are going to stop them. So anybody gets involved, sun, it's really important. The sun is rising. That is the light. It's part of the sun. It dispels the darkness because what we've been in is the darkness. For thousands of years, we have been in this darkness. The light's coming. The truth is the other part of the sword. Truth and light is what brings us to the ascension. I mean, it's, if you think 5G is unbelievable, that's unbelievable. Well, it is to me. Considering I didn't know anything about this only 6 months ago, I got a phone call of a woman who's a prophet, and as she was telling, as the words, as she spoke, I knew it to be true. It was like a book. Do you know when you've read a book and somebody's telling you something and you've read it before? I think I've read that, I've seen that film before. And I was like, and she was gone, so you understand what I'm saying? I get it. It was, I'll tell you what, I thought it was unbelievable that my government, my local authorities rolled a weapon system out on top of streetlight believers. This really was unbelievable. But it's not. It's true.
Let me ask you, of the 10,000 studies that are out there and more on 5G, and there's, I haven't seen one. Not one, zero of studies that show that it's safe. How do we have so many people that still trust them? I mean, why are we, I know the cognitive dissonance, but at some point, you know, how do you get this many people to follow like sheep? I mean, what's going on? They just still are unaware?
I think that's just the extras in the movie. We're the actors, they're the extras. I don't even think, you know, that the extras, they're not, they haven't got a soul. You know, you're talking to them, there's nothing in there. Anybody that thinks that two planes can bring three buildings down in the middle of New York, don't know basic maths. Now, that tells you something about the psyche of people. Cognitive dissonance or whatever you want to call it.
Which is zombies. Some people are calling them zombies. Brain dead zombies. They just can't.
Zombies. I know, but they don't matter, Sarah. You've got to remember when the US, when the Civil War, there's not a Civil War, when the war for independence, it was only, I think, 8% of the American population. The rest of the population weren't bothered. So you had 8% of the population, 12 were behind them. So you had I think it was 12% in total, but there was only 8% of the people that wanted to have a tear up. He's got what you wanted. So you've got to remember, the numbers are really small. The rest of the people are just the crowd. They go along like sheep. Now, what we don't want is for them to go along the sheep to the slaughter like they did at the camps. You know, get on the train, bring your gold. It's all right. You're going on holiday. Next minute, they've just massacred, you know, 6 or 8 million or how many they massacred. Not just Jews, people of all different, you know, creeds, colours, anybody that didn't fit the paradigm, you know, you got what was coming. What we don't want is that to happen again. And this is the same ideological Nazi, this is the neo-Nazi plan, Akinazi, the neo-Nazi plan, the final solution. That's what 5G. 5G came out, Operation Paperclip, from Dachau. It was a weapon tested in the camps on people. The 2.5 gigahertz, they knew it gives you diabetes. You know the Wi-Fi in your house? We've got a diabetes epidemic in America. 2.5 gigahertz causes it. It's the Wi-Fi. They want to make you sick.
Wow. Well, again, how can people get hold of you? And because it's really important, how do they help? You know, how do they get hold of you? And at least your website. Tell us your website again, and then I'll have that link below in the show notes and up here on the video. And for people listening to this on audio, you can go to my website and get all that information as well.
The YouTube channel, it's Anthony Steele. We did have the Save Us Now channel, but it was taken down by Google. I did some videos about the autonomous car scam. They obviously didn't like that at all. And they totally took the... Now, that's a registered political movement, totally illegal. So you've got an American technology company where it's American. Is it American? Is it Chinese? Who owns it, really? Or is it just the Rothschilds? Who is Google? Anyway, they took down the Save Us Now channel. So Anthony Steele is the channel for the videos. The Save Us Now party, the movement, it's www.saveusnow.org.uk, all one word. And we have a poppy, a son with a poppy, and that poppy, red and white. It's for those that died for freedom, for the rule of law, and for mankind and the rule of law. What's really important about the movement, it is all about the rule of law. Doesn't matter what your politics are, whether you're left, right, green, blue, black, red, doesn't matter. There is no political slant to it. What it is, the law. Because the law, God's law, absolutely. God's law states quite clearly, all laws have to be commensurate with the betterment of mankind. If they're not, they're repealed. So all you do is get a bench of people, organise the law, everybody fits by it, fantastic. And if you don't, the big fella upstairs is not going to be happy with you. And I can tell you, he's real. So all that bullshit about not being real, I can prove it to you. Scientifically, I can prove it to you. Seriously, I can show you in the science how God built this. Any fool that thinks that the universe came out of a big bang in the nanosplit of a second, you're mentally deranged. And that's the current main body, the scientific community, they think that the universe came out of nothing. Because it's the only thing that fits that model. Well, I'm going to tell you, the grand geometrician built the whole thing. It's God. Fact.
Well, thank you so much for everything that you do. I hope you have an amazing Christmas, an amazing New Year. Stay hopeful, keep fighting, and thank you so much again for everything that you're doing.
Thanks, Sarah, and thanks to everybody in the US, because we've been getting some fantastic support. In fact, I did a little talk on InfoWars. I showed them about the the weaponized streetlight. Unbelievable, but fantastic. And great everybody out there. Have a great Christmas, everybody. We'll definitely be having a great Christmas in 2020. 5G offensive year.